For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Welcome to another deep dive today. And get this, we're talking about DeepSeek, this Chinese AI startup that's making waves in the tech world.
Yeah, it's amazing to see a newcomer like DeepSeek disrupt the industry so fast, especially with the launch of their AI chatbot, R1.
I know, right? It's not every day you see a company come out seemingly nowhere and challenge those big names. Yeah. We've got a ton of sources here, news articles, tech analyses, even social media commentary. Mm-hmm. Everyone's trying to figure out what's going on.
The goal is to understand not just what they did, but what it all means. You know, DeepSeek's challenging a lot of the assumptions we have about AI, and it raises some big questions for the future of the industry.
Absolutely. So where do we even begin? DeepSeek launched this chatbot R1, and boom, it's topping the Apple Store charts, millions of users. What's even crazier is their founder, Liang Wenfeng.
He's a 39-year-old hedge fund manager and reportedly funded DeepSeek himself. Yeah. And get this, he stockpiled NVIDIA chips before the U.S. export bans. Talk about knowing what's coming.
It's incredible foresight. But here's the real shocker. They claim to have trained their AI model for a fraction of the cost and time, compared to companies like OpenAI, who made ChatGPT. We're talking millions versus hundreds of millions of dollars.
Their efficiency is what's got everyone talking. DeepSeek says they train R1 for about $5.6 million. But ChatGPT-4 cost OpenAI close to $100 million. It's mind-blowing.
It makes you wonder, how did they do it? Is it some revolutionary new algorithm? Did they find a secret shortcut in AI development?
Well, their approach is innovative. They bypassed the usual CUDA programming language that NVIDIA GPUs use and went right to the source, a lower-level language called PTX.
I'm not a programmer. Can you explain that in plain English?
Sure. Imagine building a house. CUDA is like using pre-made parts, faster, easier, right. But you're stuck with what you got. PTX is like making each brick and beam by hand. You control everything about how it works, but it needs more skill and time.
So DeepSeek basically got down to the nitty-gritty, optimizing on a deeper level than anyone else.
Exactly. They even reconfigured NVIDIA's powerful H800 GPUs, dedicating specific processors for things like server communication. It's essential for training large language models, and their way seems crazy efficient.
It's like they took a high-performance engine and tuned it to squeeze out every last drop of power. But you said it needs real expertise.
And that's why some people are skeptical. Analysts are baffled by how DeepSeek got this efficient. Some experts, like Alexander Wang from Scale AI, think they might be using more NVIDIA chips than they say, maybe even breaking U.S. export controls.
Now, that's a serious accusation, if that's true. It changes the whole story of DeepSeek as this underdog outsmarting the giants.
Definitely adds a whole new twist. If their claims are true, it means you don't always need a huge budget for good AI. And that's a big deal for the whole industry.
It's like someone just changed the rules of the game. And the big players are scrambling to figure out what to do.
The impact was instant and huge. We saw a massive stock sell-off, especially for companies like NVIDIA. Their market value dropped by a record $589 billion in just one day. That's like the whole tech world got flipped on its head.
That's insane. And it's not just NVIDIA. Other companies like ASML, Broadcom, even energy companies like GE, Vernova, and Vistra felt it.
Right. The thinking is, if DeepSeek's model takes over, the need for power-hungry AI infrastructure could crash. Suddenly, the future of energy use and tech looks totally different.
But in all the chaos, some see opportunity. Like former Intel CEO Pat Gelsinger, he thinks DeepSeek's breakthrough could democratize AI. Imagine affordable AI tools for everyone. Businesses, researchers, you name it.
It's a rosy picture, but not impossible. If we don't need expensive hardware and huge data sets for AI, smaller players could jump in more innovation in unexpected places.
Like the early days of PCs, what was once only for big institutions became available to everyone. leading to tons of creativity and new uses.
The potential's there. However, there are risks too. DeepSeek's based in China, and that raises questions about national security and data privacy.
Yeah, we've seen similar things with TikTok. It wouldn't be surprising if DeepSeek faces the same scrutiny, especially with the current global situation.
The White House is paying attention. President Trump called DeepSeek a wake-up call and wants the National Security Council to figure out what it all means. The big question is, will the U.S. try to block DeepSeek from the U.S. market or its tech?
It's a tricky situation.
Mm.
On one hand, you have amazing technological advancements and economic benefits. On the other, there are real worries about data security and how this tech could be used against U.S. interests.
And it's more complicated because DeepSeek's in a system that loves control and censorship. We know DeepSeek filters info the Chinese government doesn't like questions about Tiananmen Square or Taiwan's sovereignty. They dodge them or parrot the Chinese Communist Party line.
It shows that technology isn't separate from politics and society. It's shaped by them. And in this case, that raises serious questions about DeepSeek being used for propaganda and controlling information.
It's like a two-sided coin. DeepSeek could open up AI for everyone, but it could also strengthen existing power imbalances and amplify the voices of those who already control information.
So it's not just about the tech. It's about who controls it and how they use it. And that brings us to another fascinating thing about DeepSeek, their multi-token system.
It's clever. It lets their AI model process language in a whole new way. Maybe that's why they're so efficient.
Let's break that down. What's so special about this multi-token system, and how does it make DeepSeek different?
Think of it like this. Most AI models read language one word at a time. Like a kid learning to read, DeepSeek's multi-token system lets R1 read entire phrases at once, like a speed reader absorbing tons of information.
So it's like they gave their AI a superpower. It understands the meaning and context of language way faster and more efficiently.
Exactly. DeepSeek claims it's twice as fast as traditional models while staying accurate. This could be a big reason why they can train models so cheaply.
It's like they crack the code of language processing, doing more with less. But how sustainable is this in the long run?
Good question. Their early success is undeniable. But keeping this level of optimization as AI models get bigger and more complex, that could be tough. It's like building a house of cards that can handle a hurricane. Impressive, but maybe not built to last.
So there's a trade-off between efficiency and scalability. They might be super efficient now, but what happens when their models get more ambitious? Can they adapt?
It's a classic problem in tech. The most innovative things are often the most delicate. Only time will tell if DeepSeek can overcome these challenges and keep going strong.
And of course, we can't forget about the global politics involved. DeepSeek being in China makes them a target, especially with the tension between the U.S. and China.
Their success has definitely made some people nervous in Washington. The U.S. government knows DeepSeek could threaten American dominance in tech.
It's a classic David and Goliath story. But with much higher stakes, this underdog from China is taking on Silicon Valley, and they landed a punch. Now everyone's waiting to see what the U.S. does.
The White House is concerned. They're reviewing DeepSeek's impact on national security. Some think the U.S. might try to stop DeepSeek from getting essential hardware, or even block them from the U.S. market.
It's a tough call. The U.S. wants to protect itself, but they also don't want to crush innovation or fall behind in the global AI race. Their actions will have big consequences for both countries and the future of AI.
And it's not just the U.S. and China. DeepSeek's shaking things up globally. Other countries are reevaluating their AI plans and investments.
It's like a wake-up call for the whole planet. DeepSeek's shown that the power in tech is shifting. Silicon Valley isn't the only game in town. New players are emerging, challenging the way things are done and pushing the limits of what's possible.
And that's what makes this so interesting. It's not just a new chatbot or a fancy algorithm. It's about global power shifting and the race to control the tech that'll shape our future.
DeepSeek's story reminds us that the world is interconnected and constantly changing. What happens in one place affects everywhere else. We need to be ready for more surprises and challenges.
The key is to stay flexible, informed, and open to new ideas. The future belongs to those who can embrace change and use it to their advantage, not fear it.
That's a great point. But before we get too deep, let's go back to DeepSeek's technology. We talked about their multi-token system and using PTX. Is there anything else that makes them stand out?
People often overlook their expert system approach. It's a smart way to boost efficiency by only activating the necessary parts for a specific task.
Okay, I don't know about expert systems. How does that work with AI?
Imagine a brain surgeon who's also a master chef. They have tons of knowledge and skills, but they don't use it all at once when they're operating. They focus on surgery, when they're cooking, They use their culinary knowledge.
So DeepSeek's AI is like a multi-talented expert, switching between different skills as needed.
Exactly. By activating only the relevant parts, they lighten the computational load. Their models become more efficient and responsive.
Like having a toolbox full of tools.
Yeah.
But you only grab what you need for the job.
Perfect analogy. It fits their whole philosophy of doing more with less. DeepSeek isn't about raw computing power. It's about smart design and optimization.
That's a refreshing change in an industry that often seems obsessed with bigger and faster solutions. DeepSeek's showing that you can get amazing results with efficiency and smarts.
They're proving that true innovation isn't always about discovering something totally new. Sometimes it's about using what we have in a smarter way.
That's a lesson for everything, not just AI. We always got to look for ways to do more with less. Find creative solutions that have a big impact without wasting resources.
Absolutely. But while we admire their tech skills, we can't ignore the ethical concerns about them being in China.
You're right. We talked about censorship and data privacy. But there's more to it. China's laws give the government a lot of power to access data from companies there. So even if DeepSeek had the best intentions, they might have to give user data to the Chinese government if asked.
It could happen. And it makes you wonder about the security and privacy of millions of R1 users, especially those outside of China.
It's a serious reminder that technology isn't above morality. The ethics of AI are tied to the political and social world. And those implications get even bigger when you think about DeepSeek's tech being used for surveillance and social control.
It sounds like a dystopian sci-fi story. But it's not so crazy. The technology for that kind of surveillance already exists. And as AI gets more powerful, the temptation to misuse it will grow.
So while we're amazed by DeepSeek's achievements, we need to be careful about their tech being used for the wrong reasons. It's about celebrating innovation while protecting ourselves from potential danger.
It's a challenge we all face as AI changes our world. We can't just ignore the ethics and hope for the best. We need to talk about it, set clear rules, and hold those in power accountable for what they do.
It's a complex issue with no easy answers. But one thing's clear. DeepSeek's made us face these questions head on.
And that's a good thing. By starting these conversations, DeepSeek's made us think critically about the future we're building and how technology will shape it. So let's dig a little deeper into this multi-token system. You mentioned how it's not just about speed, but also how R1 understands context.
That's what I find so fascinating. Most AI chatbots feel really shallow, like they're just giving canned responses. But DeepSeek says R1 can actually get the nuances of human language.
Right. The multi-token thing lets R1 analyze whole phrases and sentences instead of word by word. It understands meaning better, kind of like how we do.
Like the difference between reading a recipe and knowing how to actually cook the dish.
Exactly. With multiple tokens at once, R1 picks up on subtle things, like idioms, sarcasm, even humor, things regular models struggle with.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
It suggests they're not just copying human language. They're trying to understand how we think.
And that's what makes them so disruptive. If they've cracked that, it could change how we interact with machines. Think about it. Virtual assistants that actually get you and what you want.
Chatbots that can have real conversations, offer insights and perspectives, not just spit out facts.
Exactly. The possibilities are huge, but there's a flip side too. What if AI understands our emotions and motivations perfectly? How do we make sure it's used ethically?
That's a big one. As AI gets smarter, we need to be even more careful about how it affects society. It's not just about the tech itself. It's about the ethics, too.
Absolutely. We need rules and regulations to make sure AI benefits everyone, not just make existing problems worse or create new ones.
Like inventing a powerful new drug. We need to test it thoroughly, understand the side effects before we unleash it.
Back to DeepSeek's claims, though. Some experts think relying on PTX programming might backfire as their models grow. It's innovative, but could become a problem.
Like building a skyscraper with handmade bricks? Impressive. But you need stronger tools and materials to make it really tall.
Yeah. Keeping that level of control over the hardware as things get bigger and more complex, that could be tough.
So there's a balance to strike efficiency versus scalability. DeepSeek's efficient now. But what happens when they want to do more?
It's a classic tech dilemma. Often, the coolest solutions are also the most fragile. Only time will tell if DeepSeek can keep this up.
And we can't forget the geopolitical side of things. Being in China makes DeepSeek a target automatically, especially with the whole U.S.-China situation.
Definitely. Their success has made some people in Washington nervous. The U.S. government knows DeepSeek could be a threat to America's tech dominance.
It's like David and Goliath, but with way higher stakes. This Chinese underdog is taking on Silicon Valley, and they're winning. Now everyone's watching how the U.S. reacts.
The White House is watching. They're figuring out what DeepSeek means for national security. Some people think the U.S. might try to cut off DeepSeek's access to important hardware, or even keep them out of the U.S. market.
It's a tough spot. The U.S. wants to protect itself, but also doesn't want to kill innovation or fall behind in AI globally. Whatever they do will have a huge impact on both countries and the future of AI.
And it goes beyond the U.S. and China. DeepSeek's making waves everywhere. Other countries are rethinking their AI plans and investments.
It's a wake-up call to the world. DeepSeek's shown that the balance of power in tech is changing. Silicon Valley isn't calling all the shots anymore. New players are stepping up, changing the game and pushing the limits.
And that's what makes this so exciting. It's not just about a new chatbot or some fancy algorithm. It's about global power shifting and who controls the tech that'll shape our future.
DeepSeek's story shows that the world's interconnected and things are changing fast. What happens in one place affects us all. We need to be ready for more surprises and challenges.
The key is to stay flexible, stay informed, and be open to new ideas. The future belongs to those who can embrace change and use it, not fear it.
That's a powerful thought. But let's get back to DeepSeek's tech for a minute. We talked about the multi-token system and PTX programming. What else makes them special?
One thing people miss is their expert system approach. It's how they boost efficiency by only activating the parts they need for a specific task.
I'm not sure I follow you. What are expert systems? How do they work with AI?
Imagine a brain surgeon who's also an amazing chef. They know a ton, but don't use it all at once. When they're operating, they're focused on surgery. When cooking, they use their culinary skills.
So DeepSeek's AI is like that. A multi-talented expert who can switch gears depending on the task.
Exactly. By only using what they need, they cut down on processing power, making their models more efficient and responsive.
Like a toolbox with every tool you can think of. But you only use the ones you need for the job.
Perfect analogy. It fits their whole do more with less philosophy. DeepSeek's not about brute force computing power. It's about smart design and optimization.
That's refreshing in an industry that often seems obsessed with bigger and faster. DeepSeek's showing that you can do amazing things by being efficient and clever.
It shows that real innovation isn't always about discovering something completely new. Sometimes it's about using what we already have in a smarter way.
That's a lesson for everyone, not just AI. We should always look for ways to do more with less. Find creative solutions that make a big impact without wasting resources.
Absolutely. But even with their impressive tech, we have to consider the ethical implications of them being in China.
Right. We've talked about censorship and data privacy. But it goes deeper than that. China's laws give the government a lot of power to access data from companies operating there. So even if DeepSeek had the best intentions, they might have to give up user data if the Chinese government asked for it.
It's a real possibility. And it raises serious questions about the security and privacy of all those R1 users, especially those outside of China.
It reminds us that technology isn't separate from morality. AI ethics are tied to the political and social world. And those implications become even more serious when you consider DeepSeek's tech being used for surveillance and social control.
It sounds like something out of a dystopian sci-fi novel. But it's not so far-fetched. The tech for that kind of surveillance already exists. And as AI gets more powerful, the temptation to misuse it will grow.
So while we're impressed with DeepSeek's achievements, we need to be cautious about their tech being used for the wrong reasons. We need to celebrate innovation, but also protect ourselves from the potential dangers.
It's a challenge we all face as AI changes the world. We can't ignore the ethical questions and hope for the best. We need to talk about it. Set clear rules and hold those in power accountable for their actions.
It's a complex issue with no easy answers.
Mm-hmm.
But DeepSeek has definitely forced us to confront these questions head on.
And that's a good thing. By starting these conversations, DeepSeek's making us think more critically about the future we're creating and how technology will shape it.
Their successes send shockwaves through the tech world and force established players to reevaluate their strategies and assumptions about what's possible in AI.
It's like a pebble dropped in a still pond. The ripples spread outward, disrupting the established order.
The big names in AI, Google, Microsoft, OpenAI, they're all facing a serious competitor now, one that's challenging their fundamental approach.
And it's not just the tech, DeepSeek's success has shaken investor confidence, too. The whole AI sector is being reevaluated.
The massive stock sell-off shows that the market's not buying into AI hype anymore. They want results. And DeepSeek has raised the bar.
It's a wake-up call for the industry. Companies can't just promise breakthroughs anymore. They need to show results and prove they can deliver.
DeepSeek's brought a healthy dose of skepticism to AI. Everyone has to step up their game now.
It's like a breath of fresh air. It's energized the industry. There's a sense of excitement and urgency now that wasn't there before.
The race to develop the next level of AI is more competitive than ever, and that's good for innovation and progress.
But there's also a feeling of unease. DeepSeek's exposed the weaknesses of the big players. It makes you wonder if they can adapt to this new landscape.
The old guard is looking a little shaky. The rules are changing fast. It's an uncertain time for AI, but also a time of huge opportunity.
And as we navigate this new territory, we need to remember that the future of AI isn't set in stone. It's something we're all shaping through our choices, our investments, and our vision for technology.
DeepSeek's story reminds us that the future doesn't just happen to us. We create it. The decisions we make today will shape the world of tomorrow.
That's a powerful message. DeepSeek's emergence is a turning point in AI. It makes us face not just the technical challenges, but also the ethical and social implications of this powerful technology.
It's a story that's not over yet. And as we explore DeepSeek's impact further, we'll find new insights, new challenges, and new possibilities that will shape human history for years to come.
It's amazing how much they've shaken things up already, challenging the big players, starting these huge debates, making everyone rethink what AI can do.
It shows how quickly things change in tech. A year ago, nobody knew DeepSeek. Now they're the talk of the town. Everyone wants to know what they'll do next.
It's a testament to their vision and how well they've executed it. But it also shows that the tech world never stands still. You snooze, you lose.
DeepSeek's kicked everyone into high gear. It's like everyone realized the old ways might not cut it anymore. The race for the next level AI is on.
And that's exciting, but a little scary too. As AI gets more powerful and more common, we got to think about what it means for society.
It's not just about making machines smarter. It's about making sure AI benefits everyone, not just makes the world more unfair or creates new problems.
Exactly. So as we wrap up our deep dive into DeepSeek, what are the big takeaways? What have we learned?
Well, first, DeepSeek's shown us that innovation can come from anywhere. It's not just Silicon Valley anymore.
Right. The next big thing could come from a tiny startup in China, a university lab in Europe, a garage in the US. You never know.
Second, DeepSeek's proved that efficiency and optimization are crucial. They got amazing results with limited resources. That shows how smart they are and how well they understand the tech.
It's a lesson for everyone, not just AI. We always got to find ways to do more with less. Be creative, find solutions that have a big impact, but don't waste anything.
And third, DeepSeek's story shows how technology, geopolitics, and ethics are all tangled up. Being in China raises questions about security, privacy, and AI being used for surveillance and control.
It's a reminder that tech isn't created in a vacuum. It's shaped by the world around it, and we can't ignore that.
DeepSeek's success has made us face these tough questions, and we need to keep talking about them as AI keeps developing.
So what's next for DeepSeek? Will they stay on top, become the leader in AI?
Hard to say. Things change so fast in tech. There are always new challenges and opportunities.
But one thing's for sure. DeepSeek's changed the AI world forever. They challenged the status quo, pushed the boundaries, and got the whole world talking about the future of AI.
Their journey shows how powerful human creativity can be and the incredible potential of technology. It inspires us to think big, challenge assumptions and work towards a future where AI helps humanity and makes the world a better place.
As we finish this deep dive, we encourage you to keep exploring this fascinating topic, ask questions, and join the conversation about how AI will shape our future.
Thanks for joining us on this incredible journey. We hope this deep dive helped you understand DeepSeek better and the impact they're having on the AI revolution that's happening all around us.